out and jumped in the car and ran down and thought, if I can just get that wing off of his body. But when I got there, I knew he was dead. And that was a terrible experience to go through. Victor was up working on a ditch line, and his brother had to go and get him. And I lost 24 pounds in 24 hours, just like it had been shaved off of me. I had to go and tell our daughter. She was in Cortez. Victor's brother had to go and tell him. Our son was there, and he was a wonderful help to me. And I weathered it through, never suffered, saw to it that everything was taken care of and everybody had a place to sleep, and like mothers do, until Christmas. And then I was struck with rheumatism. I couldn't lift my arms. I couldn't hang my clothes on the line. So we got a dryer. And I kept saying, well, just as soon as May comes, I'll feel better. When the weather gets warm, and I did. And our daughter went through a terrific time, too, when she was left with a little girl, just a 3-month-old baby. So we took care of the baby part of the time, and she went back to school. And then she got a job, and she stayed with us until she got the job at the bank. And then she took the baby to a babysitter. And while she was at the bank, she met this fellow that she's married to. He's a geologist and very frugal. And it was a good marriage, and they had three children. She had one when she married. She also had very poor health. She had to have several surgeries, and I went up and stayed with her when she had the surgeries. I was on the school board, but it would happen in between our meetings. So I managed to take care of everything, and I don't know how I did, except God was good to me. And Victor was good to me. He always saw to it that if I had to go, I had to go. You can erase all that.
Okay.
Private stuff.
Okay. No one will hear it but me.
That's all
and
right.
I'll, if you want, I'll send you a copy if you'd like me to.
No. Cut it off when you get through with the interview.
Okay. I'll do that.
You can hear it if you want to.
Okay.
But anyhow, all of this together has made me a better person. And then when his mother passed away, we were going to take her out to our house. And everything, it seems, has made us better people. And I had been her main standby. I knew so many people, and I knew how to go about things. So she said, Marguerite, I just want to go to the bathroom. And I said, well, go on, Grandma. The nurse took her to the bathroom. And she said, when she came back, she laid down, and she took a deep breath, and she said, I want to rest for just a moment, and then I'm ready to go, because she was coming to our house, and we'd take care of her. She had congestive heart failure. That was before pacemaker days. And so I was standing there like this, and I said, Grandma, you rest just as long as you want to, and when you wake up, I'll be here with you. And do you know that she took a deep breath and was gone? If that's Catherine, tell her I'll call her back.
Hello?
Well, we can go ahead and stop.
What's this?
From the tape recorder. Do you think you could hear me well enough from over here when I was talking? I'm getting up right now, and I'm going over here to the ice bucket. Filling this up with ice, and I'm actually going to have to go use this towel. Okay.
Okay, and I've put in the batteries. It's about 187. But I've gone ahead and put in the batteries, and I'm going to see how that does. I hope that it's going to work a little better. We'll just have to see.